From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. I'm John Batchelor. We're headed to NASA picking landing sites. Where, Bob, and for what?
This is on the south pole of the moon. This is 9 candidate landing sites for the first manned landing of the Artemis program, Artemis 3. They're planning to do this in 26. As I've been saying, it ain't going to happen, I think, until 30, if that soon. But at least with Artemis as planned, with the SLS rocket and Orion, I have doubts it's going to happen in 26. But nonetheless, they've now picked 9 sites. I've got a map on Behind the Black. The prime site is a peak near the crater Cabeas B. Cabeas crater nearby there was the one they impacted with El Cross, and it had its plume had a lot of water signatures. So that's one of the reasons that's a prime site, John.
And astronomers, a 3D map of a supernova. Where?
This is a supernova that apparently occurred in 1181 A.D., they know that from Chinese data records, which are pretty good about these new stars they would discover. And they recently found the remnant of that, and it kind of looks like spokes radiating out of a central point, almost like a dandelion, as that's what the press release says. And so using spectroscopy, they were able to determine which of those filaments or spokes is moving away from us and which are moving towards us. And that allowed them to create a 3D little movie, which I've got on Behind the Black, showing this dandelion literally rotating because it's three-dimensional now. So they've been able to map it out, and that's very, very cool. It just tells you that astronomy, the high-tech they're using spectroscopy nowadays with ground-based telescopes, can really pull out a lot of data from very little information.
Milky Way's black hole. Is that the one they call Sagittarius Prime? Or something like
that? No, it's called Sagittarius A star, and the star is usually typed as an asterisk, but that's the pronunciation. Sagittarius A star, it's a supermassive black hole, something like 4 million solar masses. A few years ago, they used the Event Horizon constellation of radio telescopes to take a radio false color image of it. It looked like a ring with a shadow in the middle where the black hole is. Doing further analysis of that data, scientists now think that that original false color image was slightly incorrect, that the ring is more off balance, not symmetrical, that it's slightly elongated along an east-west direction with more material on the western, on the eastern side. And they say this has to do with and it has to do with the fact that the Event Horizon Telescope is actually made of 8 different radio telescopes across the globe. And what they do is they all get data, and then they use computers and modeling to kind of fit the pieces of that data together. There's gaps between the data, and you just kind of have to fit it together. And so you come up with basically a created image. And so that's what they did. And so there's margin uncertainties here. There's definitely uncertainties here. And others can interpret the data with a different result. And that's exactly what they've done. I've got both the original picture interpretation and the new interpretation up on Behind the Black at the same scale, so you can get to see what's different. And you can also see that this is not as high resolution as you think, and it's really not a real picture, which is what they sometimes sell it as.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. The story of the return of Starliner continues with the sale at Boeing, a story to follow. Jonah, I often mention when we talk about Boeing. It's an old superstition that a ship at sea that runs into a series of bad storms or bad luck or broken personnel has a Jonah on board.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.